Fighters, if I had to build my personal income, not top line company, personal income from zero to $100,000 in 12 months, this is what I'd do. I'm going to share those things with you. Now, you're in a situation, this video, I'm going to tell you who this is for today. It's specifically for the person not making 100 grand yet, okay? Personally, as a business owner. Because when you start your business, you're all excited, right? You get your cards printed out, you know, you get that little cheap-ass magnet to put on your beater truck, all right, like I did back in the day. You're excited. You started this business as a way to make more money, have more freedom in your life, and have more joy in your life. And then here's the problem. You get a few months into this and you realize you're not making the money. You don't have the freedom or the joy that you planned on. And I personally believe that making money, bringing the money home, bringing home the bacon is a huge part of having the joy that you want in life. Like, let's just call it what it is. Making money is easier than not making money. And so I am going to address some of these things here today. I got some facts that I think you guys are going to enjoy that are going to drive this point home of why it's important to make at least six figures personal income, especially if you own your own business. Now, we get dozens and dozens of requests a week in the fight, and people are asking us for help. And this is the origin of this video, by the way. Okay. The majority of them are not even doing $150,000 of top line revenue in the business, which makes it really hard to pay yourself at least six figures, right? Because if you're not bringing in at least 150, you're going to have a hard time keeping 100. Okay. We also conducted a poll inside of our free Facebook group. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, you can access that group. It's free. We have over 16,000 contractors in there. 69% of them that we polled pay themselves less than $100,000 a year take home. All right. So we got to fix this, and we got to fix it now because making money is key to happiness. All right. So there's five things I would do to fix this issue. The first thing is I would get clarity around $100,000 is the minimum you should be bringing home. Like, if you don't have a strong why behind this, and this isn't just going to be me going, you should make six figures. I'm going to give you guys some data here that I think are going to blow your mind. All right. Number one, according to the data, to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you would have to earn about $131,000 today to have the purchasing power that a salary of $100,000 would have gotten you a decade ago. Okay. Your money is worthless, not worthless, worthless. Kind of worthless too if you don't have a lot of it. All right. The average median household income in the United States is around $74,000. Now, as a business owner chasing freedom, it makes no sense for you to be part of that median income group. Okay. Because you're not keeping it all. Whatever you bring home, you're not keeping it all. Depending on your business entity, the state you're in, the federal taxes, state taxes, whatever, all these things, they make this soup, right? I don't know why I said soup. Stew. It's got the revenue stew, right? You put all the money in the top of the stew and then taxes and shit. It's a terrible analogy, but that's what I fucking got, all right? You get the point. You don't get to keep all the stew. So check this out. You don't have a lot of wiggle room if you're not bringing in at least six figures a year, because when you step back, you go, what can I, after taxes and what I bring home, what can I really save or invest? Okay. What if you have a lot of past debt that you have to pay off? Maybe you want to keep your spouse at home because, you know, daycare's through the roof, right? And it makes more sense for your spouse to stay home than for your spouse to work and then pay for daycare, whatever your reasons are. Maybe you have kids. Okay. I mean, how much can you really save, invest, pay off debt and stuff when Uncle Sam is taking way too much? All right. Way too much of a pot, piece of pie. That's what I should use. Piece of pie. A piece of pie. All right. So, and then you have kids. All right. Check this out. I know I'm getting a little geeky on the data here today, guys, but it's going to make sense. Between 2016 and 2021, the national average annual cost of raising a child, annual cost, jumped up $3,500. So it increased $3,500, all right, which is about a 20% increase. In 2016, it cost $18,167 a year per kid to pay for your kid's shit. All right. In 2021, latest data, it was just under $22,000 per kid. Now, when considering this number, check this out. That does not include the cost of college tuition and other expenses like that come up as they grow older, like your kid needs therapy or braces or tutoring or whatever it is. That shit's not included in that number. All right. Over the course of 18 years of raising a kid, it's about $245,000 per kid, just for housing, food, transportation, activities, health insurance, and some child care. So guys, the bottom line is life is expensive. It's easy for me to say. All right, life is expensive. So you got to have clarity around why it's important for you to make and keep as much money as you can. All right, that's why we exist here in the fight, because too often we're stealing from our families, time, money, and memories, and that's a problem. All right. Second thing I would do if I wanted to go from zero to 100 grand, I would answer my phone. It's like, this is ridiculous that that's what I have to use here. But like, when people call a business, they want to connect. All right. You can have a 50 to a 54% increase in sales as a company just by answering the phone. So just do the math on this. If you're a $500,000 company right now, that's another $250,000 to $275,000 of revenue just by answering your phone. A lot of you guys are like, oh, my sales are down. I'm not making enough money and not bringing the home of the bacon to mama and this and that. And you're bitching about all these other things. And I go, well, talk to me about, you know, when a lead reaches out to your company. How soon are you connecting? Do you answer the phone? Have you outsourced that? Did you hire somebody to do it? How soon are you filling out? And when somebody fills something out on your website or social media DMs, how quickly are you replying? Same concept, right? Time kills deals. All right. This is all part of offering a great experience. You offer a better experience to people, you're going to make more money. See, while the other guys are planning to get back to them, okay, you're already signing a contract, because you answered your damn phone, all right? So remember, time kills deals. You want to make more money in your pocket and keep it, you guys, answer the phone.
How often do you waste your time with people who are never going to be your customer? You spend time on site, you bond, they give you a donut, they're saying all the right things, and you think you've got this job in the bag. And then you send them your numbers and they ghost you, or they blow you off, or they tell you you're too expensive, you fill in the blank. If you're sick of that and you want to learn how to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and download our guide to spotting cheap prospects. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you only spend time with people who are going to be your customer. Head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap today.
All right, number three. Serve each client like they're the only client I will ever have. If I have to go from zero to 100 grand personal income, I am going to go all in on providing an amazing experience for every client. Okay. We should do that for the lifetime of our business, right? But as you grow and scale, it's more difficult in the early days when you're smaller, when you're living in poverty under 100 grand a year personal income. Okay. As a contractor and a family man or woman, all right, you have a family, you have bills and all that shit. 100 grand, it's poverty, you guys, okay? So we all know that craftsmanship is important. I totally get that. So that's a given. But the client, they expect the high level of craftsmanship. Where we often drop the ball and don't differentiate is in the service, because everybody, every contractor goes out and goes, I want to do a quality job, quality job, quality job. They drop the ball on things like I talked about earlier, answering the phone, getting back to them quickly, communicating well. All right. the experience that you give somebody is going to position your worth and your value higher in the marketplace. All right. Think back to your first client. Think back to that very first client. I can think of mine right now. How attentive, excited, and accommodating were you? Probably pretty much so. Bring that same enthusiasm to everybody that you serve. All right. Put yourself in your client's shoes. They don't live in your world. They don't speak your language as a contractor, right? They don't know the sequence of things. So head off issues that you're going to have with amazing proactive communication. Okay. Be proactive about any potential issues. Communicate. Be over the top with this stuff. Serve every client like they're the only one you're ever going to have. And if you brought that mentality to everybody and that became part of your culture, think about how much more profitable your business would be, how many more sales you'd have and such. All right. Number four, attack social media and local networking. All right. 59% of the world's population is on social media. And for the most part, fuckers, it's free. And yet there's still a large pool of you all that are going, I'm not going on. Guys, social is the new word of mouth. That's what they're doing too, right? They're going, Okay. My friends, I know that you don't need all 59% of the people in the world's population to be your customer. Okay. You probably only need a couple hundred clients a year, depending on what you do. If you're higher end, bigger projects, you might need 4 clients a year. All right. If you're not making money, in fact, this is one of the first things that I have people do when I personally work with them and they're struggling in the money department, I get them going on social media. And those are the fastest wins. Okay. Show us who you are. Show us your life, your culture. Okay. Social media is often used by prospects to vet a company. All right. That's the word on the street. In fact, when I'm looking up a company to do business with, one of the first places this is funny. If I go to their website, I usually scroll all the way to the bottom to look for their social media icons. And then I click on those. And if they're relevant and up to date, then I know this is a company that might have their shit together. That's actually one of my first like litmus tests. Okay. If it's didn't come on a referral or something. All right. But guys, this makes you relevant. A lot of you guys aren't on social media and it's ridiculous because it's free money. There's relationship. Remember, social media is also social, like be a person. All right, whatever. All right. With this also, I talked about local networking. It's important to be visible socially in your area. You know, business networking groups, chambers of commerce, economic development associations. You know, if you're into commercial contracting, you work with facility managers and building owners, there's associations for them. All right. Your job is to make it, okay, where when somebody thinks of your trade, they think of you personally. They think of Sam. They think of Mary. They think of Carl. Whatever your name is, okay? Painter Joe, okay? That only happens when you are attacking social media and this local networking stuff. Remember, we're trying to get you from $0 to $100,000 a year in your pocket. All right, and the last one here, okay? This is pretty simple. This is just reverse engineering the math. Predominantly, this is for like the person right now, you're like a one-man show, right? One-person show. When I say man, don't get all bent out of shape if you're not something with a penis, okay? So, as a one-person show, sell 200 days of labor at $750 per day for the labor. Okay? Look at this. Check this out. If I go, and I say 200 days because you might be having a hard time filling your days, right? 200 days times 750. That's $150,000 right there. All right? If you're a one-person business, all right? You just sell your labor at that. Then you add your materials and all that other shit. You got $50,000 left for like regular business overhead if you're running super lean. And for all you people that go, I don't have any overhead. Okay. There's other videos for that. I should probably put a link there for one of them. In fact, yeah, there's a little card. I'm going to put a little, what do they call it? A card? They call it a card. Not an end screen. They call it a card. I'm going to put a card up here that says, what is overhead? So you guys can watch that video if you'd like to. Because a lot of guys, believe it or not, Logan, you've seen it. They're like, I don't have overhead. And I'm like, whatever. Okay. So like I just said, in this example, you sell 200 days at 750 a day. You got 150,000 bucks coming in the door. You got 50 grand for other overhead. You got 100 grand to take home, which also gets taxed. All right. And that's 200 production days. All right. Just add your material. So if I'm a painter, I'll use the painter example that I have here in my notes. I can generally, in my world with our painting crews and stuff, you know, I could, one of our guys could paint two average size rooms in a day. Okay. Now don't be messaging all about the scope and all this other shit. I'm just talking like, hey, you got two average size bedrooms, ceiling walls. You're in, you're out, couple coats on each. That's a day for one guy. I could promise you that. And if not, then you need new guys or you need to be better. All right. So you could charge $750 plus paint for that if you're going to go do that. All right. It's not ideal. You could probably get more. All right. You get $500 a room minimum. All right. But my point here is, guys, is when you start reverse engineering this math, you can see how you can easily get to a $100,000 personal income. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. All right. So let me recap these. Get clarity around why 100K is important. As a minimum, answer your damn phone, serve every client like they're the last ones you'll ever have. Attack social and sell at least 200 days of labor at 750 a day. You can play with those numbers in your working days all you want. All right, so check it out. These five things are going to make you more money. And what I would like you to do is I'm going to put a link, all right, for our business contractor math crash course. All right, watch that video. And you'll learn some other stuff about the math in your business. I'm out.